This is an old style of music called shape note singing. The singer Richard Moss learned it from his elders, who learned it from their elders in the mountains of northern Georgia. Moss was an old man by the time a group of high school students showed up to make this recording in 1980. They wanted to document the tradition for their student magazine called Foxfire.
And am I born to die?
For 50 years, Foxfire has recorded disappearing traditions in Rabun County, Georgia. The name Foxfire comes from a bioluminescent fungus. It glows in these hills on certain summer nights. The program's impact has rippled across the country. Similar projects have popped up in schools from Texas to Maine. And the books have sold so well that the proceeds let Foxfire buy acres of land and build a museum here in the mountains. It's a center full of walking trails with period buildings and demonstrations in blacksmithing and basket weaving. Barry Stiles is Foxfire's acting executive director.
These are my mountains. So yeah, we preserve the culture of the mountains.
Why is that particular culture worth preserving?
Well, it's incredibly rich. It's also a culture that's often misrepresented, you know, a lot of stereotypes with mountain people. And so by preserving the culture and presenting it, people become educated to the truth about mountain people.
So and how would you describe what that truth is?
Very resourceful, self-reliant, hardworking, intelligent, and with an amazing sense of humor.
Resourceful, hardworking, humorous people like Buck Carver.
Tell you about your ancestors from way back, as far back as they could remember.
My dad was a moonshiner.
This is Buck Carver's daughter, Kay Carver Collins.
When the men landed on the moon, my dad and another gentleman were out in our yard digging a big hole to put cases of liquor down in, and then they capped it off with a wash tub that had grass growing in it, and you would take these handles and lift the wash tub up, and the liquor was down inside the bank.
Foxfire interviews have touched every aspect of life here from birth to death. Some are simply accounts of local lore. The very first recording is that of a man who witnessed a bank robbery while he was having his hair cut.
In Myers Barbershop, heard a gunfire. When I heard the gunfire...
Others are like instructional manuals, how to build a log cabin or split shingles, a guidebook for mountain living. While anyone could conduct these interviews, a key part of the Foxfire philosophy is that local students do the work. People like Jessica Phillips, a high school senior.
This program makes me appreciate that I can just go and sit down with these people and just learn and make connections that otherwise I wouldn't make.
She says Foxfire has powerfully connected her to the community. She recently attended the funeral for a man she interviewed last year. Lately, she's been interviewing her elders about factory work that was once prominent in this county.
Carpet factories, shirt factories, the Fruit of the Loom was here. And so I just interviewed one woman. Her name was Lucille Hopkins. And she just talked about her transitions between each factory, and it showed how it changed throughout how Rabun County and how women more could get jobs and how they could get jobs at each factory.
Some people who grew up in small towns dream of moving to the big city. But Jessica Phillips wants to stay. Partly, she says, because Foxfire has made her appreciate that there is something special about this place. And she says while her friends are busy tapping away at Instagram or Pokemon Go, Foxfire has taught her that it's okay to slow down.
It makes you realize that you can take that time out where you think you've got to keep going, you got to keep doing this, and take that time and go sit on a porch with somebody and talk to them about their stories.
In these hills that make up the Foxfire Museum, there are about a dozen old buildings. There's a wagon house and a church with a bell. Some of these structures were moved from their original locations, others built from scratch using traditional techniques. The trails draw locals and tourists from outside Rabun County, like William Henry and his wife Connie. These days they live near Atlanta. The place reminds William of the way he grew up in the countryside.
We had a house and no indoor plumbing. You were looking at the same boards from the inside that you saw from the outside.
Cold in the winter, hot in the summer.
You wake up with snow on your blankets in the winter and leaves on your blankets in the fall.
Mm-hmm. I grew up the same way, and he's only 59 years old.
59, so, yeah.
Yeah, we know a lot of kids that would find this hard to imagine, right?
There are no historical reenactors here, just artifacts and old buildings. The acting executive director, Barry Stiles, leads us inside of an old grist mill from the 1800s.
Well, let me turn my light on so you can kind of see the gears.
Oh, look at these gears. Each one's about 6 feet tall.
And you
with
can
wooden
see
teeth.
Wooden teeth. And you can actually see the pencil marks where they're laying out where each teeth goes.
Volunteers disassembled the mill, carried it here to Foxfire log by log, and put it back together.
This is not something that's made in a factory. You know, this isn't something that's made in China. These aren't things that are run through a sawmill. It's a person and an axe spending hours and hours just creating this one log right here, this one beam. And I have a great appreciation of what it takes because I do this work from time to time when we repair buildings, and it is very intense. This is the hardest work I ever do in my life is hewing a log. You know, it's like being in the Olympics. It's that physical.
Sometimes Stiles goes back and reads the transcripts of interviews that his grandfather and great uncle did almost 50 years ago. And he told me what stands out most from those interviews is the hardship. It gives him perspective.
Sometimes I think I'm having a really bad day, and I think about some of the things people had gone through 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And I think, I'm just a whiner. What am I complaining about? This is nothing compared to the flu epidemic of 1917 or even World War I or other things or starving.
And yet part of him longs for what's been lost. And that's why he's here, to make sure it isn't lost completely. When he feels that longing, he can walk into the blacksmith's cabin and bang out an iron tool.
We'll put it in here. You gotta strike while the iron's hot.
That's Barry Stiles of the Foxfire Center. To see photos from the Foxfire Archive, go to our website, npr.org.